Outcome 10 says, explain how to organize and administrate a church or ministry with excellence and integrity. Administration includes all processes that are necessary to support the church's or ministry's mission. This includes processes from the support functions of finance, including controlling church taxes, grants, donations, securities, taxes, as well as personnel, IT, purchasing, and real estate. 1 Corinthians 14:12 says, so, with yourselves, since you are eager for manifestations of the Spirit, strive to excel in building up the church. And 2 Corinthians 8:7 says, but as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in our love for you, see that you excel in this act of grace also. Clearly, the Bible teaches us that we are to excel in all we do, and that includes the administration of our church or ministry. However, this is an area where leaders often fail, especially in small churches where the pastor does not always have the help he needs. Larry G. Hess has written an excellent description of the basic concepts or principles about local church administration, which are foundational. People are more important than programs or structure. Each person in the body of Christ has a function or ministry to perform. The ultimate aim of church leaders should be that of serving rather than that of being served. Leaders must be willing to accept responsibility for directing the ministries of the local church. Lay leaders must be developed to share responsibility for ministry. A clearly defined administrative structure is essential. All positions in local church ministry are important. Policies of administration need to be written and communicated openly. Delegating responsibilities to others is a vital part of administrative leadership. And lastly, developing, motivating, and staffing lay leaders in positions of responsibilities is one of the most important functions of pastoral leadership. Successful administration involves careful planning, choosing the right people whom you know will do their duties responsibly and effectively with integrity, training them properly, organizing them. This involves what, when, who, and follow through, coordinating them and encouraging them. Remember the important maxim, people don't do what you expect unless you inspect. Periodically check that they are doing what you ask them to do. These days, many administrative processes can be automated, which saves a lot of time. If you're unable to avoid the paid versions, there are a number of free versions available. For example, the top 10 free databases are available at a reference in your notes. A database will help you keep accurate records for your members and adherents, including their addresses, cell phone numbers, birthdays, etc. A list of free bookkeeping software for your financial record keeping, which is absolutely essential if you are determined to act with integrity, is available as a reference in your notes. Pastors are often very busy people with many commitments, so be sure to prioritize the most important duties each day. Diarize all that needs to be done. Your email account has a built-in diary, which can even send you reminders ahead of time. Which administrators do you need? In very small churches, the pastor often has to do everything, which is obviously not ideal, but where possible, try to have the following. 1. A treasurer or bookkeeper who assists by recording church income from offerings and donations, by creating budgets, paying bills, overseeing salaries, and recording and checking expenditure. Secondly, office administrator, who manages daily operations, answers calls, and maintains office supplies and records. Naturally, in a large church, you might need more than one administrator. It is important to know that deacons often have a vital role to play in the successful administration of the church. Unlike elders, whose duties are more spiritual in nature, deacons serve in administrative or organizational duties. For example, they could be used for maintaining the buildings, ushering, or serving as treasurer or church secretary. One cannot overemphasize the importance of good church or ministry organization and administration. Do it with excellence and integrity, and God will honor that.